Well, Mike, here we are for the Late Lunch Mindfulness Podcast. And it's a little bit different because I'm here this week. So talk me through it. You're leading the way, really, on this one. What have you got to share with us this afternoon?
Okay. Thanks, Sarah. So last week we did a compassion practice, which is a big part of mindfulness, is the compassion element. So I thought we'd just continue that theme and look at ways to work with difficult people in our lives, okay? How to kind of melt that boundary or division between us and someone that is a troublemaker, you know? So we'll do this practice. It's guided. All you have to do is listen. What we're going to do is bring that troublemaker to mind, almost like you're looking at them. And we're just going to repeat these phrases in our minds. And what I'd like people to do is just repeat the final phrase of every sentence, which is just like me. Okay, and we'll just repeat that internally while holding that image of that troublemaker to mind.
Because I suppose the important thing to remember is that troublemakers in our lives, people who are troublemakers to us, are not troublemakers in their own lives, if you know what I mean. Sort of building that bridge, it's just different opinions or...
That's it. Finding the shared humanity, the common ground, because we're someone's troublemaker too, you know. So we can get still, okay? You can close your eyes. And what we're going to do is just bring the image of that person to mind. The person that winds you up, the person that you find difficult, the person that makes trouble in your life. Just bring them to mind. Okay, holding that image. And we're just going to repeat these phrases internally. I just want you to repeat the last part, which is just like me. Okay. This person has a mother. Just like me. This person has a father, just like me. This person was once a child, just like me. This person wants to be loved, just like me. This person has been hurt. Just like me. Sometimes this person is afraid, insecure, and confused. Just like me. Sometimes this person hates other people. Just like me. Sometimes this person hates themselves. Just like me. Sometimes this person is their own worst enemy, just like me. Sometimes this person is swept away by greed, anger, pettiness, just like me. Sometimes this person is blind to the effects of their actions, just like me. This person has the potential to be honest, brave, and wise, just like me. This person has the potential to motivate and inspire others, just like me. This person has the potential to be free from everything that limits them, just like me. This person was created by the universe, just like me. This person will one day return to the universe, just like me. This person sometimes forgets that time is fleeting, just like me. This person sometimes forgets that life is precious, just like me. Still holding that person in your mind's eye. May this person and I find the happiness we both deserve. May this person and I thrive and succeed in our lives. May this person and I learn from each other. May we find our common ground. May we taste our shared humanity. And just spend a moment to sit with and feel and notice any emotion or sensation, any reaction. It's all allowed to be there. Just allowing it to be fully felt. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. So well done if you just did that practice, because it's a practice that requires some hard work. You know, it's natural just to judge and not go further, you know, see things in black and white. And this is about finding the sameness.
I can see it as something that not only would be useful in dealing with people who you don't know that well, but also dealing with people who perhaps relationships that are breaking down, or people you do know quite well who are very close to you.
Mm-hmm. That's it. It's a nice tool to have. It's difficult, but the benefits are often really profound.
Thank you very much. We'll see you again next Wednesday.
Thanks, Sarah.